Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey guys, it's Kayla. I am so happy you're able to join us today because we are all still so directionally challenged. We thought we'd have it all figured out by the time we were in our 30s, but surprise, we don't. And that's okay. Let's see, have you decided who you are and who you're answering to? Because today we're going to talk about radical authenticity, even at the threat of not belonging. And we are joined by Mo Ari, who is one of the leading mental health experts in gender identity. Over the past decade, he has worked as a licensed marriage and family therapist with LGBTQ+ individuals, couples, and families. And he is here to share with us his extremely personal experience of transitioning. Without further ado, here is my lovely conversation with Mo Ari. You guys, I am here with Mo Ari. And Mo, before we start, I just first want to thank you so much for coming in and discussing so openly with me some things that are so personal. I think a huge part of the gender discussion is about body and extremely personal experiences. So thank you in advance for trusting me and going there with me. I really appreciate it. We are so excited to have you on. So if you feel comfortable, can we begin with you sharing your transition story?
Absolutely. Well, first, thank you so much for having me here. And thanks for holding this space that'll be our sacred container for today. I'm just really grateful. Whenever I talk about this story, it's so hard to think backward, just to be quite honest. It's like I am here at a place now. I'm here because I'm Hinge's love and connection expert. And I've gone on this like really beautiful journey as a licensed marriage and family therapist. And so when I think about that young, very young, early 20-year-old person that was figuring this out, it does sometimes feel worlds away, but it's a really great invitation to really reflect and go back to that space. I'll say that, I had to take a breath. Yeah. This story began late into my college experience. I had finally gone to therapy for the first time. I say finally because I don't think I met therapists prior to college. I think college was my introduction to what a therapist did. And I had plenty of experiences where I should have been in therapy way sooner. So I finally went to therapy in college and I was beginning to get some more self-awareness tools as one does when you go to therapy. I realized I wanted to be a therapist at this time. And so that was around the time, the end of college, where I was like applying to grad school programs, finishing out my time at Northwestern. I was feeling like I'd done all the things that my parents had asked me to do. They'd asked me to be successful, finish college, stay out of trouble. I'm from the south side of Chicago. My brothers were jumped on the way home from school. That was like a regular occurrence in my neighborhood. So going to Northwestern was like a big deal.
I was going to say, not only did you go to college, you went to Northwestern. Like, I mean, I think you checked all those boxes and then something for your parents.
Yeah, that's what it felt like, you know? And I remember looking out into the audience at graduation. I got to be the student commencement speaker. And I could see my parents. They were all the way in the balcony, but I could still, I found them like that kid looking for validation out in the crowd when, you know, you're really young at your performances or whatever you want your parents to show up to. And I found them. They were crying. And I remember feeling like I have their pride. I have their understanding. And there was still this part of me that felt incomplete. So that was a moment where I realized there's something else here that I've not done. And it wasn't until beginning that grad program at Northwestern and starting to really get deep into the marriage and family therapy coursework that I realized I had some work to do, some more work to do around traumas I'd experienced growing up. And by the time I'd gone to some more therapy for myself, I realized that there were so many parts of myself that kind of got lost in this experience of trying to make it out of the South Side of Chicago. Mm. And some of those memories that began to emerge were around gender. I'd from very early been telling my parents, like, I don't want to wear girls' clothes. I want to wear boys' clothes. But I was actually born an identical twin. And so that was not on the table for so many reasons. We needed to dress alike. That was the whole thing. And I had so many experiences through puberty expressing to my parents, like, I don't want to grow breasts, and really being in tears, like mortified by the thought of that. And I think my parents at the time were very focused on safety. So they were not, it wasn't that they weren't interested. I think that they were not equipped to even have that conversation with me. They were really like, I hope it gets better. I think it's going to get better. This is like, they were hoping it was teenage angst and it was not. So all of these memories start to come back to me. And I realized that there was way more to gender than I understood. I still didn't have language because I'd never met a transgender person before. I was just starting to uncover these ideas. And I was understanding myself as queer at the time, so LGBTQIA+. And I started to look on Instagram for community. I was like on social media, like, let me find every person who identifies as queer and see what their story is like, their journey. And I finally saw my first transgender masculine person. And when I started to read his story of gender transition, I think he was talking about top surgery and he was showing some before and after pictures after being on testosterone for like 5 years. I was like, this is me. And that feeling that I felt on stage at my undergrad graduation, where I was still feeling incomplete, but I had my parents' pride, that feeling of feeling incomplete went away. It was like this resonance took its place. I could not unsee, unhear, ununderstand that this person's story was my own story. And that set me on the course for being like, we're transgender. We have to accept this first. We'll go about doing what we need to do to help other people to understand this. But I'll say that that process set me on my way to where I am today.
Wow. Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the Chocolate Bliss and Caramel Sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
And we're back.
You know, you talk about this difficult but beautiful conversation with your parents about when you decide to tell them, and how, I mean, your mother being a reverend and a registered nurse, that could not have been an easy feat. But there's a moment where your mom asks you, what if hormone therapy causes you to grow facial hair? And you lit up like she had never seen before. And it was in that moment that she knew that this was the right decision. Can you take us through this a little bit and just talk to us about, you know, the moment before you approach your parents about it and what that takes and the courage that takes? aesthetics and the love and the open space that was created within that.
Yeah, beautiful. You captured that so well. That's certainly the story. And I think the background to that is that I'd already changed my name legally. I'd already gone through the process of applying with my insurance to get my top surgery covered. So I had gone to group therapy for gender transition for a while. So I was very far along in the process of understanding myself. And that was intentional. My parents had done a great job of helping me to navigate my life up until that point and telling me who I needed to be to make it from the place that I was. And I knew that at this point in my journey, I needed to claim and name myself for myself. So I was like, okay, they can't be that involved in this part of the process. I didn't want to shut them out, but I knew that my need for validation would override this desire that I was having for authenticity. So I was like, I kind of kept that from them until I was about 2 weeks out from top surgery. And we get to 2 weeks out after a long battle with insurance. Thankfully, it got approved.
I can't even imagine what that battle is like. How long did that take to get approved?
It took about a year and a half, I would say, of like appeal after appeal. My doctor ends up stepping in and is my greatest ally. He spoke to a medical provider at the insurance company and helps me to get approved. So this is another part of why I end up not telling them until the last minute. And so I wrote them a letter actually to prompt them that we're going to have this conversation. I always encourage my clients to write that letter first because they can go and do some research before we sit down and talk. I didn't really have to deal with their initial reactions, which I think ended up being better for me. Once we got to the conversation, they knew I was transgender, but I still said it out loud because I wanted to say it to them directly. So I say, like, I am transgender. And I was, of course, nervous. I think I expected them to respond negatively. I had just been expecting that. I had heard all the things about how people respond to transgender people. I'd already been through some very tense or uncomfortable experiences related to transition. And nothing in my story prepared me to expect positive things to happen. So this moment that you talk about where my mom is like seeing me fully and seeing the joy on my face, it still brings like tears to my eyes to think about the idea that I didn't expect joy in that moment.
Yeah.
I had been so conditioned and wired to think that my authenticity was going to separate me from people, that in this moment, my authenticity ends up being the thing that allowed her to love me even better. It was a really, really impactful moment. I still feel the feelings I felt that day.
How beautiful. And I know you really speak to becoming your true authentic self. And I think this, I don't know, but maybe was just the very beginning of what inspires you to now share your story and talk to people. You know, I think it's important that those listening know that 1.6 million people identify as transgender in the United States alone. I don't think many people are aware of how significant the number is and how many people have had or will have similar stories. For anyone listening who may have a loved one transitioning, what advice can you share so that they can help their loved one's experience be as joyful as yours ended up being?
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that statistic, because I do think it's so important. A lot of the people that reach out to me this point in my therapy practice are people wanting to support other people. So I think it's a really beautiful question. I think, well, first, I always start by saying that we all experience this innate desire to be our authentic selves in relationships. I believe that the human pursuit really kind of culminates into these three pursuits, and that's a pursuit of love, pursuit of authenticity, and a pursuit of belonging. I think we're taught from very early that if we pursue one, then we have to forsake the others, and it's not true. Well, I'll say when we step outside of those boundaries for the group, like how we're supposed to wear our hair, who we're supposed to bring home, who we're supposed to love, when we step outside of that, we get information back from the group. And a lot of times that information is like, if you step outside of that boundary again, there's a consequence, right? It's like very clear. There's a reaction. Somebody says something, we have a feeling of rejection. And so we learn to kind of dial back this innate pursuit of love, authenticity, belonging at the same time. We usually have to pick one. And so you're pretty right that my journey began there in wanting to talk about how we can have all three. And I think as family members, our work is to kind of just witness other people in their journey of pursuing love, authenticity, belonging. If we can get that good, then we'll also, I think we'll be even more compassionate in our own pursuit. I've sat with people outside of the LGBTQ plus community that are in this same journey. It's not really like an experience specific to transgender people or queer people. This journey of wanting to be your authentic self, wanting to get the piercings, wanting to do the thing that makes you unique and different is not novel, but I think we're often talking about it when it comes to queer people. So I invite family members to sit with the ways in which they have experienced what I call the authenticity gap, which is the difference between your innermost desire and your outermost reality. So this gap gets created when we're not able to pursue one of the three things that I'm talking about. So there's this chasm that happens. So I invite family members to sit with their own experiences of this so that they can have more empathy and compassion for what it's like to be a person who's choosing to pursue all three boldly, proudly, uncomfortably, whatever comes your way.
Oh, I love that. You know, it is so true, because a lot of times when we feel like we want to belong somewhere specific, we try to conform to become exactly what we think that should be or what we think others want us to be. And the truth is, most of us really love when other people are honest and the real version of themselves, right? And not trying to fit into the specific box. And so thank you for sharing those three pursuits with us, because it is so nice to know that we can go after all three and own all three and not necessarily have to change who we are for either of them. I love that you always say, when people ask you, why did you put yourself through this, that your answer is being your most authentic self is the most important thing. And it's not easy. Of course it's hard, but being your most authentic self. So what do you suggest? People listening might ask, well, great, that sounds great, but what does that really mean? I mean, you're the therapist here. Can you help us or give us just a few actionable things we can do to kind of figure out and own who we are? Because it is a new year. It's time for, you know, they always say new year, new you. There's so much pressure to live up to all these goals we set for ourselves and all of that. So what does it look like then to just love ourselves however we are and set realistic goals for ourselves and to just own our own authenticity?
Yeah. So I developed that term radical authenticity for this purpose, because we don't quite live in the world as it should be or the world as it could be yet, where authenticity just gets to exist. And so we need this form of like radical authenticity, which means being yourself even in the face of opposition or this threat to belonging. So it would be great if we existed in a space where we got to just be and nobody bothered us. But for people who have these often marginalized identities, quite often, and that's a range of identities. I think if you're listening to this and you're a woman, you have a marginalized identity. There are so many messages I got growing up as a young Black girl that were limiting. So I want you to really think about that, these ways in which our authenticity has necessitated this form of radical authenticity where we have to overcome these threats to belonging or these intergroup dynamics that prevent us from being our authentic selves. And so when we think about authenticity, I just encourage people to spend time connecting to themselves and affirming themselves. It can feel cliche in this day and time to talk about self-care, but I don't want that to get washed away in all of the popular ways in which we talk about this. When I talk about self-care, self-love, affirmation. I'm really talking about building a relationship with yourself, not just doing things for yourself, but being with yourself and witnessing yourself. There were so many moments where I had to step in front of the mirror and I was standing there staring at myself for several minutes like, wow, you look different than we looked when we were 20. We have a beard now. This was me building a relationship with myself. This was something that was like very intentional. So it can sound a little weird at first because we're not used to relating to ourselves in this way. And oftentimes, if we've built any kind of relationship with ourselves that is oriented towards self-criticism, we are not used to talking to ourselves in a loving way. And so it will take time for that to feel natural. But when I think about my daughter, who's like 3 and a half, and I think about her level of self-love that she already has, I'm like, so we come here with abundant love for ourselves. When you tell her you're cute, Nova, she goes, I'm cute. So it's like, it's innate for us to be this way, but we kind of unlearn that through the journey. And so it might feel uncomfortable now, but it's as natural as breathing to love yourself. And so I'd say build that relationship with yourself first, because that's what allows you to show up in spaces knowing you can receive love just for being you.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back.
That is so beautiful. Thank you. I truly... Aww,
thank you.
You're right, because we want people to accept us. But we have to accept ourselves first. And I think that's the hardest step, and a step that a lot of us are still working on. So now you are an active working... Are you still an active working therapist?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yes. So you do your work for Hinge as well.
Yeah.
But as their connection in their connections department, correct? And then you also are an active working therapist. When you transitioned... Your clients, did you have clients that were with you throughout that transition?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what did that look like as a therapist? My mom's a therapist as well. And so I love therapy. Nova and I have a lot in common, because I think being a child of a therapist is the most beneficial thing in life, because you have a built-in, you know, resource that is so beautiful and lovely to have. And so she is so lucky to have
Thank you.
I can't, I, will you talk us through what that experience is like when you are transitioning? You told your family, but what is it like to tell your clients And then do you solely practice in helping people through those transitions, or is it a general practice?
Yeah, so I started out as a licensed marriage and family therapist. That's like my licensure, my background. So couples and relationship work is like my bread and butter. I'd say that that's the foundation of my practice, because I don't know a human that exists without relationships. So connection is at the core of, like, I could add another pursuit, but that's the love part, connection. And so, yeah, so I never stop seeing couples, individuals, families from all walks of life. But I think as my identities were very, very visible at a point in time where I was showing up in the world as very genderqueer, I was attracting a lot more people that were like, hey, you might get me, you might see me. So naturally, I started to develop a bit of a specialty around working with transgender people and LGBTQ plus people. But I'd say that my practice has been pretty anchored in relationship work over the years, primarily. And I think that those specialties still show up in my practice just because of my identities. But I'd say love is at the core of the work that I'm doing with everybody.
Hinge is so lucky to have you. Wow, that's amazing. So you now, you are in charge of connections. What does that look like?
Yes, I am the first ever love and connection expert. I'm really excited about my work at Hinge. I could tell you 1,000 things I'm excited about. Primarily, my role merges my experience as a licensed marriage and family therapist and Hinge's ongoing mission to be the most inclusive dating app. And a lot of what I do is offer advice on and off of the app to daters. And I help to ensure that Hinge remains a safe and inclusive space for daters. More recently, I was involved in Not So Frequently Asked Questions, which I'm really excited about. That is also known as NFAQ. It's a resource that's available in app, and it highlights a lot of LGBTQ, this ongoing database of answers around identity dating for LGBTQ plus people. When I was transitioning, when I was falling in love, I didn't have a roadmap. So these are like things like NFAQ are really important to me to participate in, because I know how often as queer people, we don't get direct advice on how to do love and relationships. And also, we get a lot of messages to the contrary. We get a lot of messages saying how you love is wrong, how you live is wrong. So it's really beautiful that I get to participate in this work at Hinge, where we stand in the gap and we celebrate LGBTQ plus people openly.
Mo, you need to write a book.
Oh.
I'm serious. You need to write a book. I feel I'm putting it out there for
Thank you.
Listen, it's the beginning of the year. We've got a lot of goals happening, but you have so much to share. I'm just going to, put it out there in the ether. The world could do with it what it would like. But
I'm going to stay connected to you. We'll talk offline. I would love to hear your ideas
it.
About
Done.
That.
I guess there's so much that you bring to the table and so much that you have to offer. Before we end an episode, I always like to ask, we have some younger listeners on the podcast who are in these formative years of their life where they're trying to not only figure out who they are within the context of their own world, but, their next steps and in the business world and where they're supposed to go. And is there any advice you have for anyone who is feeling a little directionally challenged and a little lost and trying to figure out their way in the world? What advice do you wish that you would have received when you were younger?
I love that you asked this question. It's like hitting me right here in my heart. The thing I would have wanted to know when I was younger that I found along the way is this inner wisdom to follow what brings you joy, follow what lights you up. It literally, what lights you up will illuminate your path. When I've sat with all kinds of people in therapy, but specifically my transgender clients, no one is trained to work with transgender people and say, what brings you euphoria? What brings you joy? So quite often people are taught to sit with transgender people and assess for what's wrong, what's making you feel upset, what's causing you pain, who's been mean to you. When I sit with transgender people, because I had to start doing this for myself, I ask them, what brings you joy? What lights you up? What makes you feel inspired? Because these questions are what will literally guide you to your passions in life. there, euphoria is our information that we're going in the right direction. So that inner voice I heard early on that was saying, Mo, there's something that's off. You're going in the wrong direction. It was leading me toward what actually inspires me. So I went on that journey to find that euphoria is my best clue that I'm in flow. So if you are struggling, you're directionally challenged, I want you to sit in what brings you euphoria. What brings you joy? When's the last moment you just felt this overwhelming sense that things were going to be okay, or that things were at least okay for this moment? When you connect to whatever that feeling is, you know you're going in the right direction.
Ah, I love it. That's giving me chills. Guys, you heard it from Mo Arie first. I know this is just the very beginning. I have a fun question that I've been wondering and I'd like to ask you before we go. You are one of a twin, right? And I always find twins so fascinating. Did your sister at any time, the sense that you felt incomplete growing up?
You know, I think retrospectively, she's articulated that she could see these things. We never had the same interests. We were both just conditioned to kind of do the same things. It was like she wanted to, I call it prance around and do ballet. And I was like, I want to do basketball and sports. And I was always like trying, I was like that one kid that was trying to form a girls team for all of the typically boys sports. And he was like, I want to do ballet. I want to do all of the traditionally femme things. And I never wanted to do that stuff. But I would, like, of course, join her. She's my best friend. It still is. And so retrospectively, we can look back and see that there were a lot of differences in our personality. And still to this day, I'd say that we're pretty different. But we're still really great friends in that. So, yes, I think she could tell. We just didn't have language together.
Of course. And how beautiful that you two can be so close and yet so different, and your own authentic selves through the whole thing. It's just so wonderful. Mo, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so grateful that you came on and shared your story and just it inspired us. And I can't wait for this episode to come out. So thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Direction Challenge.
You know, it's interesting that fear of not belonging, you know, why it's so hard for us to accept ourselves and accept others for who they are. And I just am so grateful to Mo Arie for coming on and trusting me and us to tell his story and inspiring us to truly live and be who we really are. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Directionally Challenged as much as I did. We have another great one coming for you next week. Until then, take care.
Directionally Challenged is a production of Pineapple Productions, hosted by me, Kayla Yule, produced by Melissa DeMonts and Diamond Imprint Productions, editing by Diane Kang, post-production sound by Coco Lawrence, and production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.